OK. Continue. Just problems, yeah?
He's saying that yesterday you asked him to reflect.
Mm-hmm.
So he did the reflection and everything was very clear and he could actually remember throughout his reflection. So, but he was saying that previously when he was in previous retreat or some like Dhamma event, you know, he couldn't remember any, even after like sitting meditation, he couldn't remember anything when he tried to recall what happened. So he was wondering why is there such a big difference? Like here, everything was very crystal clear. There, he couldn't.
Where?
In China, when he attended like retreat.
He did it.
He tried to reflect what happened or what happened during his sitting meditation. He couldn't. It was like a blank. Yeah. So he was wondering why is it here? He could remember very clearly.
Because he has Vasakti. Or maybe he didn't do it correctly.
Oh, his retreat was 70 days retreat.
70 days. In China.
Yeah.
What kind of practice was it? Was it Anapanasati?
Walking and sitting, but walking is like fast walking, fast pace.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting meditation is half an hour to 1 hour.
Yeah, but what is he concentrating on?
Anapanasati. He actually asked a few meditation master why is it that he couldn't remember, and you know, and all he got was life is like a dream, you know, like that's why he cannot, it's like natural, you can't observe that well. And some meditation master actually told him that it's actually good that you don't remember, because by remembering you'll be like planting new consciousness seeds or something. So that's why after you told him to reflect, so he tried out the method and it was like very clear, every part he could remember clearly. So I think he's a bit confused why is it that he can do it now and previously like
maybe he didn't have the same method.
Because you said previously before you actually told him, he actually tried out reflection, but during the meditation session, he could actually remember what he did and what the surrounding things are, like what's happening around him. But once the meditation is over, it's like complete blank, he doesn't know. That is previous. But now, since yesterday, you told him to reflect, he could remember everything. So I think he's puzzled.
The important thing is that you start, you know, you start in the morning and slowly go through the whole day, yeah, or through half of the day, and that keeps up, you know, keeps up the memory, yeah.
Okay.
That is one thing. But, I mean, he has to explain what happened in the during the meditation when he was in the 7-2-day retreat.
He was, before he learned reflection from you, he didn't know there is a reflection, but he was only reviewing his meditation. He didn't start from in the day, in the morning, and he was only reviewing his session. Like,
yeah, but still, you know, I mean,
a form of reflection, but it's not from the morning.
But important is also what actually happened when he did Anapanasati for 70 days. Did he enter samadhi? Did he enter deep samadhi or what?
Because he was explaining his method of meditation in China, Anapanasati, I noticed that the difference is they don't tip up the nose.
They don't keep on the nose, huh?
Let me query him. He said they don't have a detailed instruction on how to do Anapanasati, but he used to pay attention on the breath here, but he never observed long, short, shallow, softer. The whole full breath, he never do that.
That's why it is not clear.
Yeah.
He probably did not do Anapanasati with Sati.
That's right.
Sati is the knowing of the breath at every moment.
Mm, yeah.
So if you don't develop the knowingness, you cannot. You don't know what happened.
Yeah. I make the same mistake. Yeah.
I mean, if you just stay with the breath, you know, but not, don't know the breath, you know. I mean, what can you remember? Nothing.
Yeah, that is your fine, distinct difference. I also make the same mistake.
But there's one stage of samadhi where you really cannot remember. Yeah. When you go into apana samadhi.
So I ask him.
And you can tell him.
Okay. But just now, I didn't ask him whether he entered samadhi or not. So I query.
Yeah, you can ask him if he entered
samadhi. He has no idea what samadhi is in China because it was not well explained to him. And then, shall I tell you about what you said just now?
Yeah, I mean, I explained it yesterday. Samadhi is when thoughts and memories really stop, and when you feel safe, and when you come out, you feel energized and concentrated.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no matter how the experience is. Yeah.
He didn't realize, he didn't learn how to enter and come out of samadhi. And I told him, if it is a real samadhi, every time it's the same effect, you come out refreshed. It doesn't matter how the meditation is going, you see.
But he did say that he has entered a stage where there wasn't any thought.
Yeah.
And when he came out, he actually felt very energized, like a balloon, you know, like.
Okay.
So he actually had that.
Mm. Yeah. So, I mean, that is samadhi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But so, now you ask him, you know, if at that time, when he came out, you know, feeling like a balloon, while he was in samadhi, did he still feel the body or was everything gone?
Yeah, he said he was in a samadhi, he don't feel the body.
But he felt the head.
Yeah, that is good concentration.
He said it's not like want to go in, you can go in. It's only...
I mean, that is good. Yeah. I mean, also for samadhi, I mean, he has to realize every moment is very clear, very sharp.
It's not when he was in samadhi, everything is clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's clear. But he doesn't know how to go in and go out.
Yeah, I mean, if he does his work, he goes in and he comes out.
You say he cannot, like, he wants to go in at will.
No, not yet. You dig the hole and then the hole appears. Yeah. And actually, you know, I mean, if you're good, yeah, I mean, what you feel in the end is not the head, but it's just here, around here. Yeah. I mean, you will see when you really clear, yeah, the sati drops back to the heart. Yeah. You feel the concentration is here, the sati is here. And then you know whatever goes on in the chitta. It is very clear, every intention to thought, every sound that comes in, you will instantly know it then. Yeah.
Mm. I want to give an example. My Linda said, don't just translate only. Don't add an example. See? So I follow what she said. Sometimes I forgot. I add something. That's not translation.
Okay. Andy.
Okay. She just to confirm again. She said that because while she's here, her practice is actually better, and but sometimes she can remember things from the past. So when those thoughts appear, does she try to sort them out?
Just let them pass.
So while she was doing her reflection, sometimes her thoughts will automatically come up that, you know, karma, she. Somehow karma and results and friction came out, so she was able to see like certain people, what they did and what happened, you
mm-hmm.
know, and the future of mm-hmm. these people. So it was like an automatic, it just came out. It's not like she tries to do it, but she would...
Now she said she can watch the past action. And then from that result, she can sort of guess what's going to happen in the future.
Previous what happened from karma and then...
I mean, guessing is not a good... Yeah. Either she knows or not. Yeah.
Oh, because she said that some people, like, the memory just came and went for, I mean, whatever that she can remember.
Yeah.
I mean, she could see some people, but they just passes through.
Yeah. And others?
Others? Oh, but some are, like, persistently there. majority is like a very quick.
Yeah. Don't pay too much attention to it.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean, it doesn't serve any purpose. It is just a distraction.
Yeah, I want to make sure I translate her correctly because she was looking at some past and then she said she can guess what is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Then I tell her, don't guess.
Mm-hmm.
But what you say?
It's a distraction. It's a very interesting distraction, but it's still a distraction. If you see it about yourself, yeah, I mean that's something different.
It's a relation between others and herself.
Yeah, no, leave it out. I mean, it will become clearer, but for the moment, you're really trained to get really very deep, sharp, and clear. So forget about it. You know, I mean, the kilesas distract you with it. Yeah? These are memories from the past. If you have this ability does not disappear. Yeah, but it just at the moment it is distracting. So put it aside.
I think she's a bit disturbed by what her parents did, because the parents live in a village and full of snakes, and I think they have harmed a lot and killed a lot of snakes, and because of that, I think their health is also not very good. But and she has done a lot of dedication, marriage to them. It's only recently while doing her meditation, or either during meditation or in her sleep or whatever, she dreamt of, like, saw a group of snakes, and then I think she asked her parents, and then that's how she knew that the parents were killing a lot of snakes. So she said that previously, before she was taught about meditation, every time when she wants to do some meditation, all these thoughts will come and disturb her.
Mm-hmm.
So she said that about 10 days ago, or within this period, during her meditation, she could see, I mean, the snake has reduced to two, but one of them is like surrounding, sort of curling around her.
Did she kill the snake?
No, her parent. But she was trying to, all the time she dedicated to her parent. So
that is, I mean, and she should not worry about this, yeah? I mean, it's a kilesa to produce that snake, you know, in order to disturb him. Yeah. I mean, what she can do is dedicate all the merit, you know, towards her parents. Yeah.
Okay.
What they did, you know, I mean, is what they did. Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, there's no remedy. Yeah.
Mm.
And now the kilesas come, you know, I mean, it's not her fault as well. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
So she should not worry. What she can do is, you know, when she sees the snake or lots of snakes, you know, dedicate some merit to the snakes.
Mm.
Yeah? Or metta, yeah?
Okay. She said that, I think she has been trying to find, dedicate her merit to her parents and also try to find doctors for them. So, try to cure them. But she said that every time when they are getting better, they will start to kill because they are not Buddhist. So up to the previous half year ago, they were still killing, but now no more.
Mm.
So, killing chickens.
She just can tell her parents, yeah. I mean, they shouldn't kill animals, and snakes. Yeah. That is one thing. The other thing is, it is not, I mean, that kind of karma doesn't come back instantly. Yeah. I mean, it's karma from previous lives, yeah. Killing the snakes will come back in their next life. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So they might be born as a snake.
So
it's not the karma of this life that comes, normally that comes back. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It comes back next life and it might be harsh.
What happened was he said that yesterday and today lunch, when he did the reflection, after doing all the reflection, automatically the mind will think of the whole reflection again. So, but that's why he wants to ask, does he stop?
Yeah.
And or just let it automatically come back? I think the thought is like just the previous thought, not like the whole stretch, but let's say this thought.
Mm-hmm.
So once I finish this thought, then
mm-hmm.
it will still come back. The same thought.
No. Reflection is not thinking, yeah? I mean, we use the thinking, you know, to remember what came before or what came after that. Yeah,
and then just experience it. So I mean, if a thought comes about the last thought, cut it.
It's very difficult.
He didn't purposely try to.
Of course, a thought, you know, produces another thought. And then it produces another thought. And it produces a memory and a feeling. That's why we really, it is very difficult, this reflection. Yeah. You really have to stop it. It's really, reflection is only using the thought, what did I do, you know, what happened, you know, and then, getting back the experience we have. Not the thinking about the experience, but just the experience. Just feeling.
It's not easy to fall asleep, huh?
No.
When we do reflection.
I do. I'm very bad.
Okay, so.
Again, sorry. When we do reflection, do we have to like sit properly and reflect?
It's better. I mean, you don't have to sit. You can sit on a chair, you know, and do reflection. I mean, if all your legs are hurting, Or you can stand and do reflection, or you can do walking meditation and do reflection. It really doesn't matter, But not, you know, while drinking your coffee or and eating this or that. No, that's not. I mean, you really have to concentrate on it. Okay, so you can pick up any, What time is it? 5:30,
Yeah.
So, are there no questions?
Very. Last night he tried out his previous technique of sitting meditation without any buddho and without any knowing of the breath, how it feels, long or short or whatever. He just wanted to try it out, and he confirmed that he couldn't remember later. Like, it was like what he experienced before, complete blank. His question is, he wants to ask whether during that time when he couldn't remember certain parts, is it because he's like total loss of memory?
No, because his awareness is not clear.
So it's during that time when he couldn't remember that particular moment, so that moment he doesn't have sati. She said that these past two days, whenever she recites buddha, she felt some inner movement. So every time that happened, she cannot concentrate. Then she gave up her buddha and just did the breath meditation, and that was okay. When she was doing the sitting meditation and when she entered calmness, she was doing breathing, concentrating, and she knows that she's entered, and she could feel the invisible energy, feeling, some invisible feeling.
Beings.
Feeling. Feeling.
Knowingness.
Some knowingness that, you know, she could feel something, but it's a feeling.
It's a what?
Feeling.
It's a feeling.
Knowing. And while she was in that state, she could suddenly there was a very faint thought, and she could feel that she wants, it is like a habitual, she wants to follow the thought, but she didn't. And she continued her meditation for a time. At one stage, she saw thoughts from outside wanted to enter her space, and I think it's an invisible space. Okay, and she could again observe her habitual tendency to follow this outside influence, but she didn't. Okay, and then when she came out of it, she could feel that her feet were a bit painful, little. And then her calmness slowly disappeared. She wants to ask whether her thoughts are, is it like separate, inner and outer thoughts?
No. It's all coming from here. But it looks like, you know, they just pass by. I mean, when you go even calmer, then you see how the thoughts appear from the chitta.
And she said that today she felt a bit more tired. So when she tried the Budo meditation, it wasn't doing well. But when she did the breath, it was better. But from the Budo, to better. The pain is worse. If she recites Budo, then the pain, the leg pain is bad. Compared to the breath.
Yeah. Why?
Because she doesn't know.
Because she's not concentrating too well on the tip of the nose. If she is concentrating and knowing each breath, each detail of the breath, then the pain will become stronger as well. And she cannot feel tired if she enters the calmness. She should feel refreshed and energized. Otherwise, it is just opening the door and closing the door in front of you, and that makes you, of course, tired.
She said yesterday was good, but today, no, totally.
Yeah. It goes one day is good, one day is bad, one day is good, one day is. That is
very normal.
But when it's bad, it's good. When it's good, it's bad. Because when it is bad, we have to struggle a lot. So, I mean, that means we start fighting. But most of us give up when it is bad, you know, and then we just wait, you know, for the next day. But this way we don't progress at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, just like I said to your husband yesterday, I mean, you really have to be aware. You really have to keep your concentration at the tip of the nose. And knowing when the breath goes in, knowing when the breath is at its height, knowing when the breath, you know, gets smaller, and then it changes into from in-breath into out-breath, and out-breath into in-breath. And then you will see you will have the same difficulties as with the Buddha.
William says that every time when he is very calm, and he feels that suddenly there's some thought that comes and disturbs
mm-hmm.
him, and because of this thought, it's like sometimes it will drag on, and he will like want to come up from his meditation.
Right.
Every time the breathing concentration is not very good, then all the thoughts will keep coming up. How to overcome this?
Practice. Well, be more interested in the Buddha or be more interested in the breath. Because I mean the thoughts coming up because you feel bored. Yeah?
Yeah,
and you will notice, yeah, before the thoughts come up, you will notice there is a feeling of boredom, and feeling of boredom means feeling of disinterest, yeah,
mm-hmm.
and that's why they come up, yeah,
mm-hmm.
so you actually allow them to come up. Okay, so any questions?
Lately, been I practice. To watch Kilesa, because most of the time when I feel comfortable, then I just like happy all the time. But nowadays, like Budo, keep on Budo, then I can feel the dislike. What is Budo so boring? But these thoughts also come out. I feel like give up sometimes, you know, like Budo, because I can see like the whole day, I have about 100 times my sati gone. I come back.
Only?
100 times over, when I think of that, 100, I mean, when I think about, oh, Budo, I come back, you know, about 100 times for the day, you know. So, like, the whole day was like, the kilesa was like, no, like, cannot bear with it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, so, like, you can see that, it's a learning stage which I feel like more interesting to find out why. I mean, how like this kilesa, you know, how should I say, like, unlike like last time, like we have progressed while we feel very happy, and now like we keep on Budo, then you can see the dislike.
Yeah.
Don't want Budo, you know, but
and then the Kilesas like to investigate the Kilesas, they love it.
Yeah.
I mean, have you not understood a thing?
Yeah.
I
I mean, just keep on your Buddha, you know, and fight the disinterest, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have to tame myself down, because sometimes, like, give up, you know.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean...
You watch that really.
Yeah. Why? Why did you give up? You didn't give up when you learned to walk.
Yeah, because that can see that unpleasant feeling there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and you don't like it, and nobody likes that unpleasant feeling. But that is there at the base of your being. Huh? I mean, why do you go shopping? Because unpleasant feeling. Why do you eat? Because of unpleasant feeling, yeah? Huh? Why do you sleep? Because of unpleasant feeling. So you don't want to know unpleasant feeling. And now you ask the question why there are unpleasant feeling. That's not the question you should ask. Just go, yeah? And feel the unpleasant feeling and see where it's coming from.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Because of this light.
Yeah.
I want to go opposite way.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to enter the stream or not, yeah? Then you have to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have to accept that there are unpleasant feeling. Yeah? Mm. Not ask, you know, why.
Yeah.
Why, you know, I mean, I told you often enough, you know, why it's not the right question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... it's very comfortable.
Yeah.
And then we can speculate.
Yeah. Because you did say that when we ask why, then you'll be a lot of answer and speculation and concept.
always trying to find out an easy way. Yeah?
Yeah, we always lose to Kilesa.
Yeah? Well, you know, I mean, you're in the ring with the champion, yeah? So, I mean, all what you can do is when you see you lost to the Kilesas, you get up, you know, and go back into the ring.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm.
Mm. Why is not the right question?
No.
And what is the right question?
What is happening? What's going on?
Yeah. Well, what's going on?
What the hell is happening right now? And then look at what is happening. Yeah? Look at the feeling.
Yeah.
Bath in that feeling. Why is always leading to to question and answers, you know, and never have helped anything. Yeah?
Ajahn,
why are you the way you are? It's useless to ask. First of all, you don't understand how you are. Yeah. Because all what you think you are is your assumptions about you, yeah? And have nothing to do with reality. Just fight. Buddha. And when it's gone, just go back to the Buddha and go back to the Buddha and go back to the Buddha. Yeah? I mean, it's not the first time you're in the class, yeah? But you always try to find a sneaky way out, an easy way out. There is no easy way out. The way out is, you know, to accept whatever is happening and to see, to feel it, you know, and then go back to the Buddha. If there is despair coming up, despair is the Buddha, is the Kilesa. So what is there to ask about? There's despair, okay, look at it, you know, okay, it doesn't feel very nice, you know, and then you go back to the Buddha. There's boredom, you know, it's not a nice feeling, you know, go back to the Buddha. Yeah? Now you understand why it's hard work, yeah?
Yeah.
And you want to do that at home, yeah? Because there you can do it, ask all the questions why. Yeah? Mm. At the end of your life, you still ask the same questions and nothing has changed.
I did investigate what problem, you know, like, for example, like, it's time to meditate. So I know it's time to meditate, I'm bargaining myself, you know, I don't know, very tired, you know, sleep. Then I have to, you know, fight, I mean, overcome it, you know, sit. You know, in the middle, if you don't sit, then get up in the middle of the night to sit. You know, just to overcome it. Try to.
Mm.
Yeah. Otherwise, we cannot always get up from the ring. very hard.
No. It's not a hard time, it's just easy. It just is. Just photo. And then photo. And then photo. And then photo. No matter what comes, photo. Just replace the thought. Until the mind becomes really calm. Yeah? Until you get the basis. You don't want to think anything else. You don't want to do anything else. Because, I mean, it's just a burden. Yeah? I mean, just to lift the body up, you know, I mean, it's a burden, yeah? Sitting is much better, you know. Yeah, think about something is a burden. Yeah, you say yeah, but you don't understand.
But we have to work, Ajahn. We have to work, we have to think. Sometimes people ask questions now. If I start not to think, then people ask questions I cannot directly. Huh? Because always budo, 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 budo. People talk, I was a budo, budo. Then when people talk to me,
so when you ask questions, I can't answer?
Because when they are talking, then somebody talk to me. I mean, while they are talking,
yeah.
I just sit down, budo, budo, budo.
Mm-hmm.
So when the question comes to me, then I'm like, okay, because, well, I try to like, too many people whatsoever keep on budo budo budo,
yeah.
See, because we don't concentrate what they are talking.
Yeah.
All of a sudden the question will channel to me, then I say, you know, I mean they are talking to me, you know, but well they are talking to others, so I'm all budo budo budo,
mm-hmm.
trying to, you know,
mm-hmm.
budo.
So
when
the problem?
Question comes to me, then they are asking me, so I say, huh? Then it's like, they say, hiya. Talk to you also no point, you know, etc. You know,
yeah,
that's
good.
Why are you don't respond?
So right? I mean, then they never ask questions to you again.
But you are in. I mean,
you have not understood, you know. I mean, the knowingness is there. The more you do the Buddha, the more they know what is going on.
You don't have to
think about what they say.
Yeah.
I don't think. They still can answer the question.
Yeah,
they still don't know what is going on.
So, let's say, for example, they are going for a vacation, like families,
yeah.
etc.
Yeah, that's right.
Then they discuss, and then they turn to me, hey, you want to go? Or not? Yeah. You know?
Well, then you just tell them I go to vacation in my heart. I mean, most of these discussions, you know, even if you're in a group or meeting, you know, I mean, they're completely a nuisance. Eh? I mean, they're just talking, you know, to waste time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, once you see it, you know, it's a waste of time, you know, to communicate with these people because they just talk, because they're lonely, actually.
Yeah.
Isn't it a thing?
Yeah.
talking, not being able to shut up because you can't, yeah?
Yeah.
People cannot be quiet. Yeah?
Dukkha.
Yeah, it's a lot of dukkha. Being quiet with people, you just look at them. Yeah? I mean, we have to retreat from the world, you know, that's why we became monks, yeah?
Yeah.
How did the Lord Buddha call this kind of chatter? ID chatter? No, that's a...
Animal talk.
Yeah. Mm. And he records and records and doesn't understand. And she listens and doesn't do it.
Kilesa keep on changing my mind every day.
Yeah,
every moment.
But you don't have to follow the Kilesa. That's not me, that's not mine, it doesn't belong to me. Huh? So what?
Do it.
I mean, but if you ask your little, you know, your daughter or your son, you know, when they started walking, they fell and they're bloody all over, you know. And they say, oh, it's mom, it's so hard, you know, I can't walk, huh?
Do or die.
Just do. Yeah, do or die. I mean, you have always this aspiration, you know, this high aspiration. In the moment, a little difficulty comes, and I give up.
Yeah?
It's just that it's hard.
So, does it matter if it's hard or it's neither hard nor is it easy? It just works.
So then you should ask questions. Today is the 10th, yeah? So if you go on the 12th, you know, you have only two more days to ask questions.
How to overcome, like, during meditation when the greed arrives?
Buddha. if it's strong greed, turn that object into something that is loathsome. So, if it is food, turn it into shit. If it is a woman, cut her up. But not physically, no? Would be a pity.
I think what he's saying is that the greed is not in the form of like
object.
Yeah, it's more of his imagination. So
he's but what imagination?
It's like a feeling that he's in that greed, emotion in that greed. And then he gets carried away with it and he cannot stop it.
Then he has to look, you know, before this imagination comes, there comes an object, yeah? And within the imagination there is an object. For everything it is really good to see before that starts what kind of object or what kind of memory comes in.
At the moment he doesn't have the ability to observe. Yet. At the moment he cannot control, but he doesn't know what came before, but by the time it's already arisen. So
Then put puto. Just to stop the imagination, and with the stopping of imagination that feeling also disappears. It's always the best, yeah. I mean, if fear arises, if worries arises, if greed arises, if anger arises, first stop it with puto. And then, if you say puto for just 3 minutes, and then you stop the buddho, the fast buddho, then you will see what object comes in to bring it up again. Be it anger or be it worry, you know, there's a thought or there's an object coming in. And this, then you can turn around. Okay? So.
Today she tried using sound as a meditation and she was able to enter calmness, but she realized that it's not the same as the breathing.
Because sound constantly changes. I mean, it's never constant sound.
Okay, so she is saying that when she used sound, it wasn't very stable, the calmness, whereas using breath, it was really calm.
Mm-hmm. And is it the noise of the worker? What kind of sound was it?
Internal buddho.
Huh?
She's listening to her internal buddho.
And then the sound of the buddho.
Yeah.
It's not yet strong enough.
And she found that it's not easy to recite buddho. Okay. Now the question is, does she try both methods or just stick to one?
We can combine it in the beginning. Put with breathing in, go with breathing out. Yeah? And what, you know, when she gets calm, one will be remaining and this one she takes. Either the breath will remain or the buddho. Because then it is too complicated to concentrate on both objects. Yeah? Okay. Hmm? How is it to stay in the monastery? A lot of ghosts?
No. Not yet.
Very good. So, no more questions. Huh? So, anyway, where are your questions? Did you understand the talk yesterday?
Yes.
Yes?
I have to practice accordingly by, actually, like, I try to use two methods. One is kudu, one is with the breath. And I found myself, like, during the sitting meditation, breath is very calm. When, like, I use buddho, it's good. So I can now more familiarize with buddho outside. Mm-hmm. And then sitting, I use breath.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I get to the breathing meditation, you can see object come, object, and then it's all the thoughts, you know, it's from the thoughts, you know, where you can see the so-called desire to, wanted to see more, but come back to the breathing, then it will stabilize that. Then it comes again, then it can go for a lot of imagination if you go for it, but you go back to the breath, then it will stable back. Then you can, I feel like, this is how the thoughts will come more and more if you go for it, crave for it. Then when I come back to my breathing, then it will be very stable, and it's just like, this is the imagination is from all the thoughts, like when you stress up, and when you focus back in your breathing, then your, that is all the so-called what you call it, false thought, whatever is not true, whatever comes is not true. Then your chitta will understand better the difference of the goodness of the breathing and the Buddha.
Just take the time now that you have only 1 week, yeah, to get into Upachara Samadhi, yeah. And you can do, what you can do is 1 hour, you can do contemplation, body contemplation. Because here you are not with your kids, yeah, or with your family. It's the same doing body contemplation.
Not much. I just want to get the sati right to the citta, still trying. How long does it going to happen?
When does it going to happen? I mean, if you put a little bit more effort in your practice, then it would happen tonight.
Well, I was realizing already that once the sati reaches the citta, we will know many things. You see.
Well, that depends on. That depends on.
Yeah.
And then you go for this knowing, and then you are distracted again and come out.
Oh. I see.
Yeah, just now I sit down for 1 hour or 2 hours, and I have only Buddha, and whatever else comes in is klesa. And if you're a little bit harsh, yeah, if you're a little bit rigid, then you enter Upachara Samadhi. If not, then that's a nice thought. Yeah. I haven't thought about it for a long time. Then you will never.
Yeah.
Even at the end of your life, you will never.
Yeah. So, fine.
Nice thought, huh? Yeah, check us out. Yeah, Rudiger?
How do I recognize Upachara Samadhi?
When you go into a room, do you recognize that you are in the room?
Of course.
Yeah. Upachara Samadhi is like a safe house, yeah? I mean, how can you not know? Because you don't have to put so much effort, in the things, that disturbed you before, are just passing, yeah? Going further and further away. And the thoughts and the memories. And when you come out, most of the people, don't really realize when they enter. But when you come out, you feel refreshed, energized, and concentrated. That's always the sign, no matter what happens. If you're tired, then that means you're just standing at the door looking through the glass and say, oh, that's a nice room, I would like to. Try to open the door, that's so nice, and then close the door in front of you. And then it was a nice meditation, but there was no food to it, and you feel tired afterwards.
Yeah.
So constantly opening the door and closing it in front of your nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, after you scold me so many times in Pindabad, I realized that I got to bring my sati here. So when I see you coming, I know what's going to happen.
You just observe,
Yeah.
I mean, you have to observe the breath, or you have to observe the Buddha.
Yeah.
I mean, and this kind of observing, will help you in any kind of situation.
Yes.
To keep yourself.
I mean,
observe without thinking.
I mean, during normal practice, observe the breath, but during Pindabad, I have to observe you.
Yeah, but you still have Buddha in mind.
Yes, yes.
Or you have to observe the people that along the road. Yeah,
yeah, everyone.
And if there's nobody standing, then he runs out, you know, with a basket and there's nothing in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if there are too many people, you know, standing, you know, he doesn't run out because he thought last time I ran out and nobody ran out.
Previously, while she was meditating, she was always disturbed by some outer forces.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and whether it's a light or something or a force enter her.
Light.
She doesn't really know what she was, but something entered her, and then she can hear like two movements, like hum hum, and then suddenly she felt fainted, sort of like faint. Very fast.
Mm.
Here, when it happened here, what she had to do is she had to loudly recite Buddha, and slowly over time, then it will get better.
Mm.
Practically every day, the force is disturbing her.
And
even during walking meditation.
So now
she feels that her hearing is very sensitive, so when the thing comes, she can actually hear.
Yes.
She felt some sensation in her ear. Not really listen, but some feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Here, she feels more confident in how to cope with this. Like if it happens, she knows how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But she's saying that when she returns to Shanghai, she doesn't have the confidence on how to deal with it.
That was a question.
I don't know. She's actually asking how.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in Shanghai, does she see spirits?
Those with a shape.
Yeah.
Sometimes she dreams of them or she can see them. But here, there's no...
No shape.
Okay. For this one here, she doesn't dream of the person or feel it. But it's like a reaction.
Does she have a sense of feeling what this being wants?
She feels that it's training her.
It's training.
A form of training.
Mm.
Okay.
So she felt that while she's sitting in meditation, she felt that this thing will make her swing around, like as if playing with her.
Yeah, but that's not good. what you can try to do is, I mean, when you feel that this being is coming, repeat Buddha very fast.
She said that she felt that this being is training her because she felt that her strength, inner strength, is getting stronger.
Yeah, that is what she needs. Because if she is weak, this being can enter.
That's why she feels that this being is training her to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how
she can see it like this. Well, what I think is, you know, this being is just waiting for the occasion to. But anyway, it is a good training for her, you know, to be strong. And that also helps you in Shanghai. But what you can... What?
He said it's the Shanghai one, what if it's like harder than, more difficult than here?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Shanghai must have a lot of ghosts and evil spirits.
Yeah.
Just think about what the Japanese did.
Yeah. Yeah.
The ghost, you know, from the Japanese invasion still hang around. So what you do in Shanghai is before you start with your meditation, just make 10 minutes metta meditation.
Yesterday I had a meditation with her, so we sent metta. So I asked her...
Explain it to her. She always misunderstands.
No, you don't stand. When you stand, you use your mind. You use your
imagination, but not the real thing.
Yeah, but you use your heart. You feel and that love going.
No, you invite them to come.
Invite them to come. When you invite them to come. Because when I invite you to come, means I have met up for you. If I don't invite you, means I don't care about you.
She's saying that. What about if you... Invite them to
visit
and they won't go away.
Well, I mean, normally they go away. If they don't go away, you know, after 10 minutes, then you start with your Buddha.
I had experience also that when I was in Vietnam, then all the ghost spiritual came with all the blood, you know, oozing out, and like you got a foam, and then I just sit down there and said, please stay away. Don't let me see you. Don't let me hear. Don't come to.
But that doesn't normally work.
But they go away. They go away. Then I said, like, after my meditation, I'll send metta to you. You know, I just then zoom, all go. I had many times already, so all gone.
So now, where did you go?
I'm very confused right now.
You're confused.
Yeah, because to see the ghost, do I need excess concentration first? That's my first question mark.
Yes.
And what does the Buddha have to do with the actual being?
What?
The Buddha. Why does the ghost disappear if I fire my Buddha up? If I say Buddha.
Then they can't. I mean, they can only come. They can only come and disturb you, you know, if your mind is weak. And they don't disturb, you know, I mean, ghosts, you know, don't disturb, you know, normally, you know, I mean, that is not a normal case where they try to enter you. But they hang around you and have all these crazy thoughts. Mm-hmm. And you pick them up and you think they are yours. Eh? And so the Buddha is frying up, and then if your sati is good, you know, they can't enter. Mm-hmm. If your heart is weak, they always have the ability to enter. When you look at the people, you know, where ghosts really enter, they're all good people.
So...
But you don't have to be afraid.
Yeah, but... No, my next question is, in normal life, I'm entered by ghosts then all the time, right? Because my mind is weak.
No.
It is. I think.
Yeah, you think. And is your thinking right? No, a weak mind is a person who's not standing up to what he wants to do, yeah? Who is easily falling in this direction, in that direction. That's a weak mind. Yeah? It's not, you know, that you're not always with a Buddha, yeah? If you're German, you don't have a weak mind.
German's Gamba. No, we don't.
That's why the Germans don't believe in ghosts. Yeah? Yeah, and the best thing is, you know, I mean, when a ghost is coming, you know, ask them what they want.
They want metta.
Yeah, if they want metta,
give
them metta.
They'll
give metta. Normally, they only want metta, yeah?
Yeah.
Or, you know, sometimes, you know, they want to complain about their death. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
I'm very confused with the metta sending out or pulling it in, because I'm... What I'm doing in Germany is your guided metta meditation from the YouTube channel, and it's like first we but we send it out at the end.
No,
right?
No, we just wish all beings be happy.
Okay.
We don't send it out. You know? I mean, sending out it means, you know, I mean, what they normally do in Germany is, you know, they create this ball of metta, you know, within there. It's an imagination, you know, and then they you know, I mean, send that ball of metta out, you know, and encompasses, you know, the beings. Yeah, and I don't teach that. Yeah, I invite the beings, you know, to take part in the metta in my heart. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Well, that's very different. Yeah. And normally, you know, the devas are coming, you know, so I mean, but sometimes, you know, some ghosts are coming as well. Yeah. And sometimes even some happy. So they draw, you know, they draw from the energy. They don't come, you know, they don't come and see you. They draw from the energy.
Actually, I think when our samadhi is very strong, they can't do anything.
No, they cannot do anything.
Yeah.
If our mind, I mean, no matter if it is set on the Buddha or if it is set on the work that we are doing, if it is very strong, I mean, they have no chance of entering.
They just, like this.
Yeah, I mean, you haven't seen all the ghosts, yeah? I mean, you have seen some ghosts, yeah? Not all the ghosts are like that, yeah? Some of them can be very vicious.
So, what about if, let's say, they complain about their death?
So what should we deal with them? Nothing.
Yeah, just give them metta and say, they are not in the position to help you. You know, you have to. May you be happy, you know, and may you go on, yeah. Because these are beings, you know, that are stuck in sort of, you know, intermediate realm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trust on your karma and just go on. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Ghosts themselves, you know, I mean, they are, you know, they are already reborn, yeah. But these kind of ghosts, you know, they still think they are alive, and that's why they complain about their death. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They still haven't understood, you know, what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So they are stuck in this realm, and then just say, you know, just go on. You know, I mean, you have done good things and you have done bad things, you know, I mean, just follow the karma.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the story, you know, of the two ghosts, you know, I mean, Lumpu Manmet? They were, you know, they were in this realm, you know, where they are stuck in the realm because they couldn't finish the chaiti. And then Lumpu Man saw them and said, what are you doing? You can't finish the chaiti. You are not. You died already, you know. Just go on and receive the boon. And then the moment they understood that, you know, they were up in heaven.
Mm.
And that's the same thing, you know. I mean, when Lumpu Songwan and Lungta Mahapur went to the River Kwai, where there was this heavy fighting, you know, I mean, they did a lot of donations, yeah. I mean, they gathered a lot of donations and sent the merit, you know, of these donations to these beings that were still hanging around, yeah? So that they could go on. Maybe it's your grandpa. Or an old girlfriend who has died.
Can we communicate with them? Like, for example, when I was in Burma, I was in the temple. And I saw yogis die already, and then they are at the home, their house, sitting down there, don't want to go off.
Mm-hmm.
So I just communicate, please go, you know, leave the house.
Why?
Huh? Because I saw them that they are still.
Yeah, but they're still holding on to the house, you know. I mean, but you know. That is not the way you should tell them, you know, leave your house, yeah?
Yeah.
They don't want to leave your house, you know? I mean, just get a proper rebirth, you know, and then...
Let go there.
Hmm.
Because you can feel like they are still there, they doesn't want to let go, but I just communicate, let go of the house, and then...
Yeah, but that's not what they understood, yeah? I mean, that it's just like, you know, I mean, some person sitting in a house and you come there and say, you know, leave the house, you know. And they don't understand why should they leave.
You can feel like they are still...
Linda, tell her.
I can tell her. I try. Okay? Ajahn say, if someone is sitting in the house, you ask them to leave the house, they cannot understand why you ask them to leave.
I mean, I told you before. Linda, what did I tell? How should we deal with that?
Tell them that take a good rebirth.
Yeah. Tell them, you know, they are dead now, you know, they shouldn't hovering around, you know, they should take, you know, their good and bad karma, you know, and get a rebirth, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
To be in a proper place, not hanging around.
Yeah?
Not to leave their house, yeah? Because they are attached to this house, you know, that's why they don't leave it. So if you tell them leave it, you know, they won't understand it, and they might even get angry.
Mm-hmm.
Because they think, you know, you kicked them out of the house.
Yeah.
Mm.
She looked at me, you know, no understanding, you know, no wisdom. You know?
Ajahn, sorry. What about those vicious ones? I mean, how do we, if they are really vicious, I mean...
Then you have to let me know, you know, I mean...
Yeah. Wait.
I mean, what am I going to do? You know, if I go back to the mode, want to enter my hotel, and then there's coming a man with a knife, you know, and stabs me. What am I going to do? I don't know. I mean, you have to decide in the situation what you're going to do. Yeah. There are no vicious ghosts, you know, in Brunei.
We said there are.
Huh? You wish they are.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, most, but not in populated areas.
Oh, I see. less populated area.
Yeah, in the remote area, there can be. And it depends on what happened there. Come. Okay?
Thank you.
Will you go? Okay?
Yeah. But. I was wondering about the characteristics of a weak mind, because when I'm back in Germany, I fall off my precepts, and stuff that's not characteristic of a
German.
Strong German and strong mind. So maybe I'm occupied by ghosts already. By German ghosts, who made me weak.
And maybe you stop your imagination and then you return to become the Rüdiger again. I mean, we can imagine all these things, and I mean, talking about this, 99% of the cases where you imagine a ghost inhabits you, it's just your imagination, yeah? It's your own kilesa, you know, that appear to be outside, yeah? No. But they are actually not outside, they're inside.
That's what I mean by being occupied by them.
Yeah, your kilesas, you're always occupied. Since you're born, you're occupied by your kilesas, and they're driving you around. It's not an outer being. You're not free, you're a slave to them. When you meditate, you know, they tell you this and tell you that, you know, they memorize this and memorize that, yeah? I mean, they use you. Yeah? And especially they love you to make bad things, you know? And then there's it, and after you did it, you know, they punish you for it.
Yeah.
With a bad conscience. Yeah. I mean, it is like you have a bad friend who has a bad influence. They say, let's go to a bar, you know? Let's go, you know? I mean, let's go and rob this person, you know? He's an old lady or old man, you know? I mean, you easily can rob him, yeah? And you say, yeah, because you're a little bit drunk, you know? You say, yes, and then you do it. Your friend doesn't do anything. You are doing and you are caught and you get punished. Huh? And that is happening within you all the time. That's why I said, you know, get out of this. First of all, we have to make the mind strong not to fall into the traps, yeah? So keep the 5 precepts, yeah? And don't go back on that. And that can be some hard work, yeah? For people who easily fall, einmal ist kein Mal, yeah? In that trap, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You just don't. Yeah, I mean, that's where you need some strength. That's where you need some will. Yeah.
Just now you were mentioning, because I say about Pindamba, when I'm observing all the monks coming, yeah, and then use my sati to assess what is required.
Mm-hmm.
But you said, still stick to the Buddha. You mean when I observe, I still have to
be, yeah,
the Buddha and the observation, yeah, together.
This time you put your concentration not on the Buddha, but you put your concentration on the monks, yeah? Or on the people who stand there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm? But the Buddha is still,
yeah,
going on in the background.
Yes. Because I mean you imagine, you know, this, I imagine that, yeah. I mean you see this and instantly a thought arises. Yeah?
Yeah.
And this you have to kill with the Buddha.
Yeah. It is very fine detail. Very fine.
Okay, so